Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I have to tell you that, you know, I was flipping through channels the other night, and National Treasure was on. And I'll always watch a few minutes of it, or National Treasure 2. I'm up for it. You know, when I've got 15 or 20 minutes, it's good. And it got me to thinking, though, is it based on any kind of reality? I mean, there's so many conspiracy theories part of it, right? And a lot of them are invented, but it was the Mount Rushmore one, and I was thinking, I mean, is there some basis in reality? Did the writer say, oh, I heard about a hidden room, that'll make a good jumping off point, and then that's where they went? Well, it turns out most people know Mount Rushmore in South Dakota for the Mount Rushmore Canyon, right? It is one of the most publicly recognizable landmarks in the U.S. You know, you got George Washington on there, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. All carved into the rock back in the 1930s. And I'm not talking about the person who carved it or anything like that. Not going to get into that. Well, he's not a nice person. But anyway. But not many people know that there is actually a hidden, secret, inaccessible to the public vault chamber located behind Lincoln's head. Literally tucked inside Lincoln's frontal lobe. And the vault is behind an 18-foot door that leads to a room. And that room is about 75 feet long and 35 feet high. And its design was created by the sculptor, Gutzon Borglum. And he envisioned the room as kind of a dedication to U.S. history's most prized possessions. It was originally intended to be called the Hall of Records. And, you know, he died in 1941, and he had worked on Mount Rushmore for about 14 years, and he left the Hall of Records unfinished. And his family fought to have the room completed, and in 1998, permission to finish the room was granted. But for decades, nobody knew that that secret room even existed because Borglum hadn't told anyone. It was discovered years later. Because while Mount Rushmore is public, off-trail is off-limits to the public. You know, the vault room and nothing inside of the room is accessible to the public. The room does have a vault that drops into the ground, and it contains porcelain enamel panel documents that are sealed inside of a titanium vault, which is then buried deep inside granite rock. And inside the titanium vault is a series of 14 individual boxes that hold the porcelain tablets. A series of, you know, well-stored and stacked boxes. Now, what's rumored to be housed inside of the capsule today is up for discussion because due to world events and safety, perhaps the important historical documents such as the Bill of Rights or the Gettysburg Address or the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, aren't actually there. Now, Borglum's biography is rumored to be inside the vault as well. Maybe they've been moved off-site. I mean, after all, it is completely sealed off from the public and tourists. Only a select lucky few have had glimpses of a capsule that stands just outside the unfinished room's entrance, which is sealed by a huge 1,200-pound granite slab door. It is truly the titanium capsule that contains the porcelain documents. But, you know, it's doubtful. I mean, what's the story that they sell tourists? I mean, what's really inside the room? What's inside the true capsule? I mean, it would be cool to know. Because right now, you know, they could lead us to believe anything is in there. Of course, you know, it's led to many conspiracy theories. And like I said, you know, National Treasure, for sure, you know. We flash back to Nicolas Cage discovering something amazing and your mind wanders. I mean, there really is a room. And some people believe the government's hiding something incredibly secretive there. I mean, it's deep. Others believe there's hidden treasures in the rock that have yet to be discovered because excavation is delicate. Others argue nothing's stored there because it's unsafe and too known. Some even go as far as to believe there's aliens housed there? I mean, there's a lot of theories. Now, park officials claim it's just too dangerous for tourists to venture near the room. And security is extremely tight. And climbing Mount Rushmore is a federal offense. Comes with that lengthy prison time. Now, Cary Grant, in Alfred Hitchcock's 1959 thriller North by Northwest, where he and Eva Marie Saint climb across, you know, Mount Rushmore while pursued by communist spies, was actually filmed in a Hollywood studio. It looks real, but Hollywood wasn't granted access to scale the monument either. Not a chance. And then after the film National Treasure: Book of Secrets premiered, the National Park Service was inundated with calls on how to file Freedom of Information Act requests. I mean, they were overwhelmed by calls. People were captivated by Mount Rushmore. I mean, Rushmore has always been popular in film. You know, the 1980 film Superman II has villains facing off at Mount Rushmore after attempting to replace the faces of Jefferson and Roosevelt and Washington with their own. In the 1996 film Mars Attacks, Martians succeed in carving their faces into Mount Rushmore. In 2003, the film Head of State, Chris Rock's added to Mount Rushmore in the movie's last scene. And even the film Nebraska, which if you've never seen that, it's certainly interesting. I mean, it's quirky, you know? I like it, though. It's better than, I don't know if it's better than Election, but it's by the same people. You know, both take place in Nebraska. And they give a little nod to the monument. And then it got to me thinking, okay, well, what other hidden rooms are there in unlikely places? I mean, there has to be a few. So, the Lincoln Memorial, there's an underground cavern beneath him. The Washington Monument, there's a miniature version of the Washington Monument buried in the ground inside of a manhole cover. It's really there. It's called Benchmark A, and I guess it serves as kind of like a survey point. In the Supreme Court of the United States, there's a secret basketball court located above the highest courthouse in the land. You can't play when court is in session because they will literally come chase you. But there's one there. Of the Waldorf Astoria in New York, there's a hidden railroad beneath the hotel. And that's how they transported presidents to the hotel back in the day. So it's out of sight of the public, and it's Grand Central Terminal Track 61. Big Ben in London, there's a secret prison room in the tower. Just like you've heard about in Horrid Tales, it exists. And real prisoners were kept there up until 1880. The Grand Central Subway Station, fourth floor Paradise Room. It was once a lavish room that served dignitaries and even served as a 45-foot ski slope. And then later it was developed into an exclusive tennis club. These days it's off limits to the public and it serves as a secret members-only club. And if you're in Australia, the Finder Street Station, it's a historical third-floor secret ballroom tucked away from tourists and busy passerbys. In West Virginia, there's the Greenbrier, and it is at the Greenbrier is a hotel, and there was this U.S. Cold War hideout hidden in plain sight at the resort. In 1958, construction included the expansion of a top secret doomsday bunker for the U.S. Congress that included everything from a dentist's office to a 400-seat cafeteria, and for decades, resort guests never even realized they were actually sitting over the doomsday chambers. You know, at least not until the book came out detailing what's called Raven Rock, the story of the U.S. government's secret plan to save itself while the rest of us die. And finally, in 1992, that bunker was opened for public tours. What about other doomsday bunkers, right? Well, the Supreme Court has one. It's in Grove Park Inn in North Carolina. The court decided back in 1955 that in case of an apocalypse, it would convene inside one of the three banquet halls of the Grove Park Inn. Now, one problem with the plan was the Chief Justice at the time, Earl Warren, said he would never leave Washington, D.C. after learning wives would not be allowed to evacuate with their husbands. the government still doesn't plan for spouses and children. And the expectation even still today is that people leave their families behind and evacuate to whatever bunker they're supposed to go. Now, there's Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, but I mean, no secrecy really surrounds that underground bunker, you know, built for NORAD. One of the things I never understood in war games is how he gets there. They don't have any kind of explanation. I mean, obviously he was kidnapped and, you know, just not kidnapped, but arrested. And then they decided to take him there instead of the local FBI. I didn't make any sense. I love the movie. It's just there's some big holes in it. But so there's no secrecy about it. I mean, it was built for NORAD and it's, work beginning. So the mountain it's in is 9,000 feet tall. And they started building it in 1961. And it's capable of housing three-story buildings. And the facility became fully operational in 1967 and serves as an alternate command center. Then there is Mount Pony in Culpeper, Virginia. And it's built into a hillside of Washington, D.C. It was done in 1969. And the facility held 700 million pieces of currency. And that doomsday bunker was constructed for the Federal Reserve System staff. So it included a vault that held more than $4 billion, which at the time it was built was enough to replenish the currency and maintain the money supply for the 2 years it would take for the Bureau of Printing and Engraving to resume operations. I mean, it's just kind of these kind of interesting things that you never really think about. And I just thought I'd share it with you guys. I know it's a short episode, but I wanted to share it.